This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share a new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Good afternoon. On today's Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, we are joined by the host of Iowa Almanac. Jeff Stein is with us. Wanted to bring Jeff on today to talk about the program, and we have picked it up here at Radio on the Go, and we're going to continue to carry his program in the new year in 2024. And Jeff, we were talking before we started the interview. You've done a little bit of everything. Tell folks about your background again.
Brian, thanks for the opportunity. I have loved radio and TV since I was a kid. I got bitten by the bug at far too young an age, and as so many people who have been in the business can attest, once it gets in your bloodstream, it's really hard to get a transfusion and do anything else. So I taught college students for 25 years. I practiced law, but in and around all of that, I've done work in radio and television, and that's what led to the idea for the Iowa Almanac radio program. You know, folks who listen to Radio on the Go know that often in the morning hours, you'll have a host who talks about what happened on a certain day in history. We've called that the Almanac that comes through wire services. And it occurred to me that we've got a lot of really good stories and people and events that are tied to the state of Iowa, but we're kind of shy and humble people, and we don't toot our own horn enough. And I thought, you know, I bet we could find something that's interesting every single day of the year and shine a spotlight on ourselves and feel better about who we are as a people. And that's how the idea for these little stories came about.
So what goes into putting these together? I know some of them can't be real, real easy for you, but how does it go?
The first thing that we set about doing was just trying to plug holes in a calendar. And so literally it was pulling out a calendar and writing down events that we thought of that folks would remember. You know, some of these are obvious or low-hanging fruit. And so on those situations, I wanted to do something a little different. So for example, for February 3rd, folks would recognize that as the day of the plane crash after the performance of Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper and others at the Surf Ballroom. We know that from 1959. I didn't want to just tell that story, and so I did a little bit more research and found out that Waylon Jennings was supposed to have been on the plane but gave up his seat. And he and Buddy Holly were great friends, and the last things they said to one another haunted Waylon Jennings the rest of his life. Buddy Holly said, "Well, I hope your bus breaks down," since Waylon had chosen to take the bus. And Waylon said to Buddy, "I hope your plane crashes." And when you look at the career of Waylon Jennings and the troubles that he had, the demons that he had, you have to assume they're connected. So once again, I want to tell the story of something people know, an event, but if I can find something that's somewhat unique, that makes it even better. So we start filling in what I call obvious events or dates on the calendar, and then you look around and things get a little more difficult, but you have so many famous Iowans who were born on a certain date, or who won an Academy Award on a certain date. It just takes thinking a little bit to make sure that there is something distinctive for every day. And we've now done more than 400 of the stories, more than a year's worth, because some days have multiple good topics.
Do you get a lot of listener feedback, and how does that play into what you decide to air?
I get some great feedback, and we have a link for email right there at iowaalmanac.com where people, in addition to hearing the story in the 7 o'clock hour on Radio on the Go every day, they can go to the website and hear it again, read it again, if they like. And so people will email. Sometimes it's to correct things. Sometimes it's to augment it or talk about something that they've heard of. But where I'm really getting more feedback, Brian, is when I go to communities and do talks. And we've been doing that post-COVID, telling stories from the Iowa Almanac at public libraries and other events that are open to the public. And invariably, people will come up afterwards and say, did you know about X, Y, and Z? Or they'll send an email afterwards if they are too shy to mention it. And those are some great stories because typically it's something that I either don't know about or don't know that angle about. And so for people who hear the program or hear me talk in public about it to feel like they're a part of it and get a little ownership interest, boy, that's just tremendous. That's really gratifying.
Through all this that you've been doing up to this point, like you mentioned, over 400 different segments, is there one or two that stands out in your mind maybe that people thought, wow, I didn't know that, or it surprised or shocked people?
One of my favorite stories, and to me, it's sort of the prototypical Iowa Almanac segment, has to do with a fellow named Christian Nelson of Onawa, Iowa. And in the early 1920s, he ran a candy store, and a little kid came in with a nickel in his hand, and he couldn't decide if he wanted a chocolate bar or if he wanted ice cream. Each cost a nickel. He couldn't have both. And so the kid made his choice, and Christian Nelson said, well, that's terrible. The kid has to make this decision. So he created a way to cover a block of ice cream with chocolate, so you could have both chocolate and ice cream. It became known as the Eskimo Pie. And it was invented in a small town in western Iowa, went on to become this century-old product that people have known across the country. And along the way, Nelson met up with a fellow who was working in Iowa at the time named Russell Stover. And the success of Eskimo Pie led Russell Stover to start his own company. And we all know how that's turned out. And so that's one of those stories where it's a simple item that came about because of a random idea. He didn't sit there, Brian, and say, I'm going to get rich. We're going to sell a million of these a day across the country, which they did in the 1930s. That's what makes it a good story. He was just trying to satisfy a need or fill a need, and the rest of it just took care of itself. And it was developed in Iowa, and there are a lot of folks who have no idea that a snack that they've enjoyed all their life was invented in western Iowa.
You mentioned about the famous people. For folks that maybe are new to the state or have not lived here real long or anything, relay again some of the most famous people in Iowa.
Well, we've had four Academy Award recipients, ranging from John Wayne to Donna Reed, Cloris Leachman, and Donna Meachie, all of whom either were born in or called Iowa home at one point in time or another. The first five-on-five men's college basketball game in America was in Iowa City. That was when the game was just invented, and they were trying to determine what was the best set of rules. And five-on-five was crystallized in Iowa City, which then, when you look at the Hawkeye basketball history, is something of interest as well. We've had Medal of Honor recipients, Merlin Deflison from the Vietnam era, Super Bowl champions. Vern Den Herter played with the Miami Dolphins on their undefeated season and then came back to farm in Iowa. And then you have these events that took place. Lots of folks who have followed Ozzy Osbourne, the musician over time, have heard about how he bit the head off of a bat during a concert. Well, that happened in Des Moines when a fan tossed the bat on the stage and Ozzy thought it was a rubber bat. He didn't know it was a real bat, and then had to go to the Des Moines Hospital for rabies shots. So you start figuring those things into it. The first African-American to run for president on a national ticket was a resident of Oskaloosa when it happened in 1904. So there are just all of these things that you may have never heard of or you may know a little bit about. But when you weave them together, it just shows why Iowa is such a strong, successful, and popular state. Because we have this foundation of a good work ethic and idea of, well, why not try this idea? And that's what makes it a great deal of fun.
Jeff, in closing, anything else you want to add about Iowa Almanac?
If folks listen to it on the radio and like it, we'd love to hear from you, so tell the station. But you can also go to iowaalmanac.com and send me an email. And especially if you have an idea for something or if got something wrong, that's the first thing we want to do is fix that. But you can find it at iowaalmanac.com, and I always appreciate the dialogue with folks who listen.
Okay, well, our thanks to Jeff Stein, today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com. Click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest.
As this year's harvest season comes to a completion, the planning for the next year's crop begins. Hi, this is Brian Crowley at First Bank Hampton. If you're looking to purchase a new or upgrade an existing piece of farm equipment, you can count on First Bank Hampton to provide you with competitive rates and terms. We've been your ag bank for generations, and we're still committed to provide you with all the financial tools you need to run a successful farming operation. Stop in and visit with our ag lending team for more information. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.